What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here, getting a little update about this father of the Orlando shooter, Sadiq Mateen, who was seated directly behind Hillary Clinton at her rally yesterday just south of Orlando. And apparently he has, to whatever extent any individual citizen can, given Hillary Clinton his full endorsement. I'm not sure that's really going to work all that well. Now, a lot of eyes are on Wisconsin. They're having their elections today. And Paul Ryan has a slim lead over his opponent going into the election. And we'll see what happens when it's all over. But the expectation is that his position within the GOP is in serious, serious trouble. Even if he manages to return to Congress, he is not going to be the power that he once was. His primary challenger, Paul Nehlen, is out there saying Paul Ryan basically tried to hijack the U.S. system. And yes, he did, along with the leadership of the Republican Party, trying to keep Donald Trump out. Now, over on Fox News, and as corrupted and controlled as the corporate media's prostitutes and correspondents are, sometimes even it gets to be too much for them. And over on Fox News, they were interviewing Debbie Wasserman Schultz about her recent resignation from the Democratic National Committee and how she felt about being booed. And she came out and said, oh, they weren't booing me. They were cheering me. And at that point, the Fox News host just broke into laughter. It's like that guy at the State Department who said, welcome to an exercise in transparent democracy. And then he cracks up. They all know it's a joke. Now, WikiLeaks, which is in the news a lot right now, has just offered a $20,000 reward for information that leads to the conviction of whoever it was who murdered Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich. Now, Seth Rich worked in IT, and he was gunned down near his home. The police are saying it was a robbery, but nothing was taken. His family thinks something else was going on. Now, the reason I bring this up, first of all, if you have information, you know, there's a $20,000 reward there. But I have been wondering all along, we know there's this rush to blame Russia for the DNC email hack. It's Russia. No evidence for it whatsoever. Julian Assange has come on out and said it wasn't Russia, it was an internal leak. And I'm wondering if that internal leak was, in fact, Seth Rich. Because the timing between his murder and the WikiLeaks email dump, it's a little too close. And when you're dealing with politics at that level of society, there are no coincidences whatsoever. So something to keep an eye on over there. Okay, getting on to the war zones. Russia has just pulled out all the plugs over in Syria. They're describing it as breaking the backbone of international terrorism in Syria. This is coming from Forces Commander Colonel General Viktor Bondarev. And they're basically just pounding them into the dust. And the duplicity is on full display because a story coming out of activistpost.com, there are now photographs confirming British special forces are in Syria protecting the terrorists. And that's going to be very embarrassing for Great Britain. See, they got trapped by their own lie. 5 years ago, it was, we're going to get Assad. He's evil. He's bad. He tap dances barefoot on shag carpeting. He sings off key. And then when Americans started saying, you know, this is really the problem for the Syrian people to go on out, and then the U.S. changed the story. Oh, we're not really making war on Syria. We're there because ISIS and al-Qaeda are in Syria, and there's a war on terror, and we have a right to bomb any country where we think ISIS and al-Qaeda happens to be. So they started bombing Syria again. They kept missing ISIS and al-Qaeda, kept hitting critical Syrian economic infrastructure. And that's when Syria asked the Russians to come on in. And Syria and Russia working together have pretty much kicked the U.S.-backed terrorist groups out. we're on the verge of seeing this generation's version of Vietnam. And the U.S. is scrambling. I mean, some of the stuff Secretary of State John Kerry's been saying, he's demanding that Russia and Syria stop attacking our terrorists. It's not up to you, John. You don't have any business being in Syria. Russia is there at the permission and invitation of the legitimate Syrian government. The United States is not. Now, the latest WikiLeaks revelation, more came out last night, is confirming Hillary Clinton's close association with this cleric, Gulen. And Assange is basically claiming this latest dump proves Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, sold weapons to ISIS in Syria. At the same time, the U.S. government was telling you ISIS was this horrible enemy that cut off people's heads in these really sloppy special effects shows. And if you think about it, that's an act of treason. Treason is defined as giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war. We've all been told by the government that we're at war with ISIS, and Hillary Clinton was selling them weapons. That's treason. And I'm sure what we're going to hear from FBI Director James Comey is, well, she didn't mean to do wrong, so we're just going to give her a pass. Over in Turkey, people are, observers, if you will, are very, very nervous. Putin and Erdogan are meeting, and basically, Turkey's relations with the U.S. are the worst in 50 years, which is the sort of thing that's going to happen when you get caught trying to kick the government out, which the U.S. has been doing to multiple nations since the end of World War II. And Turkey is clearly ready to pivot to Russia. Now, Turkey has issued a statement to the U.S. government that the U.S. shouldn't sacrifice their alliance with Turkey over this Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen. Now, this puts the U.S. between a rock and a hard place, because Fethullah Gulen is linked to the CIA, now linked to Hillary Clinton. And if he's returned to Turkey, he will be made to talk and put on display as proof to the world of the U.S. government's ongoing treachery against even nations they call their friends. Erdogan is basically saying if he doesn't get Gulen, then the alliance with the U.S. is off, and they're going to pivot to Russia. And Turkey is a keystone in U.S. power projection into that part of the world. I think we can expect that Gulen is going to accidentally drop a barbell on his own throat at some point in the very, very near future. And they'll ship the body back for a wonderful, wonderful state funeral. But it really is an awkward situation. Okay. Now then, getting on down to Afghanistan, things just got really kind of messed up there. ISIS and the Taliban have declared a truce. See, the U.S. was trying to do to Afghanistan what they did in Syria. We're going to send in ISIS, and ISIS is opposing the people, and therefore we have to go on in. And what happened in Afghanistan, ISIS and Taliban have declared a truce. They are united to fight the U.S.-backed forces still trying to control Afghanistan. There's a reason Afghanistan is called the Graveyard of Empires, and we're about to learn that one more time. Now, let's talk about this $400 million that went down to Iran, because that story is really stinking to high heaven. And apparently, according to this article that came out of Investment Watch blog, the Obama administration tried to hide the $400 million cash payment to Iran from Congress. Tried to hide it. And it really did act like drug dealers. They didn't send a bank transfer. They didn't send a cashier's check. They literally took currency, foreign currency, euros and Swiss francs, wrapped him up in plastic, put him on a pallet on an unmarked airplane to send in there. They didn't want to use U.S. dollars. They were trying to basically hide that this was going on. The State Department is refusing to comment on statements by one of the four hostages that they were held on the runway by Iran until after the money plane arrived. The U.S. government's still taking the position. It's just a coincidence that it happened at the same time. No, this was all above board. This was very, very legitimate. Yeah, if it was legitimate, explain the wrapped cash on the pallets. That's the part that I don't get. Now, there's an article from FortRus.com talking about the ramping up of the rhetoric regarding Russia. And we've all seen it. Not just Russia, but China as well. What we're getting from the corporate media and from the government is Russia's bad, Russia's bad, we must go to war with Russia, war, 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 war. And they're pointing out how Hillary Clinton is fully on board this, the Russian threat, the blaming of Russia for the DNC email leak. Clinton has made a statement that the United States has come to its moment of truth. I'm wondering how she can say the word truth without her head exploding. Okay, the Tantrum Squad is back at my server again. Well, I guess if you can't get a job working at a McDonald's, you know, being one of Hillary's tech goons is probably adequate. Apparently, an Israeli drone crashed into an Arab village in northern Israel. It wounded 13 people and set an empty home ablaze. Nobody knows if it was deliberate or not, but it did cause a lot of damage. Now, turning to the economy, the deputy editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal came on out about Donald Trump's speech on the economy, saying it was excellent. And he's talking about all the things that are necessary to bring the economy back from the abyss that it's being shoved into by the Wall Street money junkies and their obedient people over on the Hillary campaign. And Hillary's already out there with her economic plan. What is it? Higher taxes, more socialism. Now, the result of all of these decades of Democratic agenda and politics that we've been seeing, things are not good in this country. And the lies are not holding people in place anymore about how great the economy is here. Right now, there's a study that just came out, shows 81% of Americans are now worse off than they were in 2005. And this is a trend around the world, as the world sinks into central bank fascism. Now, America's standard of living has actually been in decline going all the way back to the 1980s, when we began to lose our manufacturing, and they tried to prop up the economy with the so-called service economy, which was this idea that we could run a nation by doing each other's laundry for a fee, which certainly opened up more taxation opportunities for the government. But it didn't bring any new wealth in from outside because we didn't have anything to sell. We're selling services. We don't need services. I can do my own laundry. H.H. Gregg is starting to close their stores. The retail crisis is moving on, as I mentioned earlier. And apparently Lockheed Martin is giving indications that they're going to shut down their plant that makes the F-16 and may ship that manufacturing operation to India. Now, one of Donald Trump's points in his economy is to change the incentivization of offshoring. Remember, going all the way back to George W. Bush, the U.S. tax code actually encourages corporations to take their high-paying jobs to other countries. All we need to do is change the laws to reverse that, to say if you're doing your work in the other countries, there's a tariff. Your money will be taxed at twice the rate. Build an incentive structure that brings the jobs back home. That's what Donald Trump wants to do, and it makes a lot of sense. Unless your goal is to drive the U.S. down into third world poverty to make it easier to drop the borders with Russia and Canada. Story coming out of the Express over in Great Britain. The Eurozone was flawed right from the very beginning. I agree, because of that built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank. And this article goes on to say it is time to ditch that euro which is always loaned out at interest by the European Central Bank. The Europeans are okay with being a bloc, a union. The parts they have problems with is the economic predations of the private central bankers and this open borders policy. Without those two, the EU would be a really, really good idea. Now, Greece is once again trying to remind Germany that at the close of World War II, Greece wrote off Germany's debt to Greece. And they're saying now's the time to return the favor. And, of course, what they're getting from Merkel is absolutely not, absolutely not. It really is out of control over there. Italy has given the green light to yet another referendum, which could take the European Union apart. And apparently, Italian companies that are sick and tired of all the EU rules are expressing their anger by flying the British flag to protest EU meddling. And I need to do a momentary shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, along with a shout out to the Tantrum Squad, which is really on overtime trying to keep my server down. And like I said before, anytime they do that to my server, anybody's server, they are confessing before the world they could not possibly win a free and open debate. So they have to cheat. That's what they're saying. We want to win. We don't have any good ideas. We're corrupt. We're criminal. So we're just going to cheat to get what we want. And along with all these people who are defacing Trump signs and shooting Trump supporters and everything, take a look at the public face of Hillary Clinton supporters because they're fully on display. These are not nice people. These are not nice people. They're spoiled, rotten. They've got an unshakable sense of entitlement. They're playing to that whole victimhood thing. I'm a victim of, well, I don't know what I'm a victim of, but I'm entitled to free things because I'm a victim. Meanwhile, over in Germany, the migrant rape crisis continues to spin out of control. It's now described as a Germany-wide phenomenon. It is not merely confined to areas around the refugee centers. This is according to Andre Schulz, who's the head of the Association of Criminal Police. It's an absolute disaster over there. Meanwhile, over in Britain, UKIP's leadership candidate is calling for a ban on the Muslim veil in public spaces, which is not going to actually solve any problems at all. It's simply a way for a politician to look like he's doing something about the problem without actually doing something about the problem, like closing the borders. Meanwhile, over in Sweden, those Swedes who are wealthy enough to afford a second home, which is actually very common over there. You have your residence where you live and work most of the year, and then a lot of Swedes have little mountain cabins, vacation homes. They're now being strongly pressured to allow the refugees to live in their second homes. It is a mess. Now then, little bit of a story. This is a YouTube video. Google in the White House. Julian Assange is warning everybody of the very close ties between Hillary Clinton and Google, which probably explains why so many of the Google servers are being used for these attacks on my server. Because we trap the IPs, and huge numbers of them go back to the Google network. And remember, it was only a day or two ago, Google got called out for erasing Palestine from their maps. It's not there anymore. It's just, it's all Israel. Google hath declared it is all Israel. So they're proving to the world they have their own agenda. They're not unbiased. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of headlines just crossing my desk. Apparently, Sears and Kmart have just closed nearly 80 stores. The whole consumer economy is collapsing. Why? Because the wise rulers of our nation have forgotten that for an economy to continue, there must be some mechanism by which the wealth that is accumulated at the top finds its way back down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries. They seem to have forgotten that. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Brendan in Northern California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just wanted to encourage other callers. You have a very diverse group of people that are listening, and I'm hoping that we can encourage people to call in with I'm calling it connect the dots, kind of either volunteering theories, because I spend a lot of time thinking about these events, and I try to come up with my own conclusions, but I think that based on the different types of callers that are out there, I want to encourage people to call in and maybe offer suggestions or thoughts and ideas that might be a little bit outside the box. And the other thing is, one quick comment, and I'll take your answer off the phone, is there any way that we could get Donald Trump to pledge, as the young Republicans once did, to hold the Republicans' feet to the fire, basically where they signed on? I think it was more towards birthrights or whatnot, but can we get Trump to, like, just lock him down on several key issues and just hold him to it? Because I'm a little bit on the fence, and there's some stuff coming out of that camp that's got me my head spinning, and I'll take your answer off the air.
Well, that's a very, very hard question. This idea of trying to constrain groups of people based on party loyalty used to get a lot more traction than it does today. So I think Donald Trump would be better advised to stay focused on the issues, focused on Hillary. I mean, Hillary has taken the campaign into negative space, and that's where it's going to be fought from pretty much here till election day. Of course, once Trump wins, or to be more accurate, once we prevent Hillary from stealing the White House, he's basically going to be the position that defines what the Republican Party is all about. And I think what we'll see happen is those Republicans who were willing to work with him during the primaries are going to be listened to, and those Republicans who were firmly in the war party and pro-Israel camp are probably going to be put out on the fringes or out to pasture. So I don't really have a clean answer for that, but right now it's important to stay focused on the key issues and not let ourselves get distracted off into other areas of discussion. Anyway, we're going to switch over here now to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Say that 10 times fast. go figure.
Well, you ought to try the name of our state fish, the Humahuma Nuka Nuka Wapawa. Say that 10 times fast.
I'm not even going to attempt to. I don't care how much I've had to drink. Aside from that, but nice try, though. Two quick things. One, you said about how the various corporations are shutting down the various businesses like Kmart, or what was the other one, Target, or whatever have
Sears.
You. I don't
Sears.
Remember exactly. One, they're doing it because they don't care, for that matter. It depends on how much money they can funnel into their own pocket at the cost of the everyday person. Now, the question I have is, it's going to seem like a bone to pick with you. When you mentioned about entitlement, what do you define as an entitlement?
Generally, again, it's a gray area. There are certainly segments of our society who need assistance, like our homeless veterans and children who are going hungry. But because of the political machinery, we're seeing more and more of the entitlement process shift onto politically designated demographic groups, like money for feminists and money for lesbians and the rest of it. And that whole social safety net process has become very politicized. And real quick, because we're almost at a commercial break, I want to step on back. Retailers don't like to close stores because the more stores they have, the more money they're making in a healthy economy. Every time they close a store, it means, yes, they're cutting costs, but they're losing a stream of revenue. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry to cut you off. I apologize, but we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we were talking earlier about the fact that Google is under fire for having erased Palestine off the map. Doesn't exist anymore. Never did. And I mentioned yesterday that if you go to Google Earth and you type in Palestine in the search box, it drops you over in the Atlantic Ocean off the southwestern coast of Africa. And somebody zoomed in and discovered there's actually a submerged mound there, and just wrote in to say, we've discovered Atlantis. Palestine was Atlantis. I love the sense of humor we have in some of our people. All right, I understand Francis is still holding on the phone in North Carolina. Did you want to ask something else?
Yes. In general, for one thing, I'm glad you clarified the aspect of entitlements, because, quite frankly, depending on where you are in the U.S., Social Security, that is basically taken out of your check against your will, is viewed as an entitlement. So question is, Is it or is it not? And if it is one, then why was it ever taken out to start with?
Well, unfortunately, government likes to call Social Security an entitlement to make you feel a sense of gratitude to them for whatever you get. But as you point out, it's actually your money. And the way Social Security was supposed to be set up was as a trust, where you would trust the government with your money to invest it and make it grow and make it available to you when you retired. Unfortunately, starting with Bill Clinton's first term in office, they basically looted the cash that was in Social Security for the baby boomer retirements and spent it as general revenues. That's where Bill Clinton got his magic federal budget surplus that the Democrats are still crowing about to this very day. He embezzled the American workers. That's not really an entitlement. That's your money to begin with, and they definitely played fast and loose with that.
Good question, because where did it really grow?
Actually, it didn't, because originally the idea was the money was going to be put in there and invested wisely, and instead it got tapped for all these pork barrel projects by members of Congress. You know, we can't get the funding from Congress. Well, we'll just fund it out of the Social Security Trust Fund as an investment. But then they went bust, and that's why Social Security taxes kept coming up. And now it, too, runs like a Ponzi scheme. They're having to constantly find new workers and tax them higher rates to pay for the obligations. And even then, that's not enough, which is why you're hearing all this talk about raising the legal retirement age and having to cut benefits and raise taxes all at the same time. In a very real way, the U.S. government is already in a state of default, but they chose to default against the American workers because, unlike Wall Street and foreign governments and banks and everything, we can't harm the government's credit rating. We can't sue to repossess, and so it was a strategic default. But the U.S. government has defaulted against the American worker. No, it's not an entitlement. It was our money, and it got stolen from us and misappropriated.
Sounds like it's time for an implosion of it. Have a good one. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Ed in Mississippi. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Actually, Michigan. Ed in Michigan. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
There is a very interesting video on YouTube, Election Fraud 2016, This RICO Lawsuit is Real, Hillary DNC Corporate Media. And under where it says show more, it gives all the details of the case name, the case number, everything. It's worth looking up.
And, I've got it right here. I'm going to go ahead and post it. And, this is the trustvote.org lawsuit. And there are a number of lawsuits. But as we just saw down in San Diego, they're not going to do a thing about it. That judge in San Diego came on out and said, yeah, this was not properly handled as an election. It was wide open to fraud and error, but I can't do a thing about it because the state of California has already certified.
Well, you know, on the United States Supreme Court case where down in Florida, where they stole that vote down there back in, I don't know if it was
2000.
When it came up in front of the United States Supreme Court, the court said, okay, you bring me one person into this court that can prove that that was their hanging chair on that ballot, and they couldn't do it.
Well, it was an impossible requirement, and that's very often how courts will throw a case the way they want to go. When back during the Rodney King lawsuit that led to the riots, the judge in the case literally gave the jury an instruction. They had to agree on exactly which blow of the billy club by the cop represented excessive force, or they had to acquit. And, of course, the jury couldn't agree on just which stroke of the baton represented the crossover into excessive force, and so they acquitted, and the riots happened. And, you know, the Supreme Court is just more of the same corruption at a higher level. I remember when Alan Favish brought his lawsuit before the Supreme Court for the photos of the Vince Foster crime scene with the question about reports of a second wound to the neck. And the Supreme Court turned him down under this ludicrous idea that dead people have a right to privacy.
I just have one more quick thing. It's going to change the subject.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yep.
I remember it was like 6th, 7th, and 8th grade when we were told that we were going to be getting a vaccine. And we were all ready to get the vaccine, and then they told us, then they gave us a waiver, and we had to take it home and have it signed by our parents. And then like 10 days later, they went ahead and did the vaccine. That was the swine flu vaccine.
Yes.
And for the next 4 years in a row, every spring, I've never been so sick in my entire life.
Was this back in 1976?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge disaster for the American people and for the vaccine industry, because the vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the swine flu itself did. And the reality is that all of these vaccines basically work with attenuated pathogens, which is they take the infecting agent, they slap it around to weaken it, then they mix it with these adjuvants, which are supposed to provoke an immune response in the body. But the problem is, very often these pathogens will return to full potency once they're in your body. And the adjuvants create all kinds of side effects, like peanut anaphylaxis. And very often, we see it time and time again. They'll come on out and scream, there's a mumps outbreak here, there's a mumps outbreak there, get your vaccine. Then we find out everybody who came down with the mumps had the vaccination. It's happening again. I saw this story 2 days ago where they're out there saying, well, it must be that the mumps is now vaccine resistant, because all these people who came down with it, they'd had the vaccine. So, obviously they were infected with mumps that was vaccine resistant. No, they were infected by the vaccination. But it's a huge, huge moneymaker. It's $30 billion a year. And when you have a government whose sole agenda is more money and power for themselves, they just look the other way.
Our son, when he got his first round of vaccines, the doc, I was telling my friend not to have it done. I'm just like, well, just wait. Just hang on a minute. But she went ahead and had him vaccinated, and the doctor told her that he was given the child twice the amount of shots because he missed his first round. Well, that night he came up with 104 temperature. We had to take him back to the emergency room, and they were looking at us like, like we had done something. I mean, they didn't really come out and say it or anything, but we were definitely being looked at. And that's kind of strange. And his eyesight has been bad ever since. His temperature was 104. He was just on fire that night. And he actually, his personality even changed.
Well, this idea we're going to double the dose because you missed your first rounds of vaccines, it doesn't work that way. The reason, in theory, for a follow-up shot is the first one wore off. But it's all about pushing the product. And we've seen, nobody ever actually tested what happens when you take 8 vaccines, put them all in the same syringe, shake them up, and inject them into a kid. And this seems to be a big part of the autism problem. It's a big part of the sudden infant death problem. These vaccines package warnings actually say, this can kill your kid. But when the kid dies, what do? Oh, you must have shaken your baby. Shaken baby syndrome, you murdered your own child, and they throw them in jail. I mean, it's a completely out-of-control system. But as long as it's making $30 billion a year, and as long as the government is getting their piece of the action in taxes, they don't care.
I don't see what part of when one door closes, another door opens, our government doesn't understand,
Well, this is a government that doesn't really think in very broad strokes. It's all about, where's my next big score coming from? How do I help my cronies? And if you go back to the observation I made that what we're seeing in the United States today is a repeat of the corruption that we saw during Prohibition, where you had the rum runners and then later on the cocaine and heroin drug lords able to buy their way into the government, and all of a sudden you come to understand you have a criminal government because the guilty are protected, like Hillary Clinton, and meanwhile the innocent people are being punished with things like civil forfeiture.
Yeah, I think that whole Clinton conspiracy is coming back on him already. I mean, that's coming back around.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well,
anything else?
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Royce in Washington. Aloha, Royce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Royce.
This is Royce.
Yes.
Hello. I was listening to Dr. Bill Deagle's show before you came on, and he was talking about the assassination attempt on Donald J. Trump. What have you heard about that?
Which assassination attempt are you talking about? The guy who grabbed the gun and tried to shoot him at the rally, or the mysterious malfunction of his aircraft?
New York. It would sound like it was the other day. It was at Trump Tower.
That one. Yeah, that was, he wasn't actually at the Trump Tower that day. But it did strike a lot of people as rather interesting that there are two different stories. The official story is this former police officer tried to get past security, but because he was a police officer, he was allowed to have the gun, and he was allowed to be set free when he promised the judge he would never do it again. The other story that came out on the independent media was to the effect that the fingerprints of this guy tracked back to an FBI agent who'd been reported killed some years ago, and that he'd actually gotten through the first layer of security at the Trump Tower, and they caught him trying to breach the second layer. So I don't know exactly what's going on there, but I have absolutely no doubt that there are people out there right now seriously trying to figure out a way that they can assassinate Donald Trump, because he is a threat not just to Hillary Clinton, not just to Wall Street. He's a threat to the entire narcocracy, because the narcocracy has held on to power through these two dynastic ruling families, the Bushes and the Clintons, passing the White House off back and forth. And yes, Obama was kind of a temporary placeholder. But if Donald Trump gets into the White House and Congress is cleaned out of all the cronies, you could actually see a huge unwinding of all this drug dealing and money laundering and everything else that's been going on back there.
I agree with you. I will leave you with that today. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much as well. All righty. Let's see. Well, the Tantrum Squad is still doing what they're doing out there. Now, Turkey has come on out saying it's time to investigate U.S. Ambassador John Bass. They're now accusing him of being involved in that failed coup attempt against Erdogan. They're starting to build up the suspects. Remember, Turkey got all the paperwork at that Incirlik base, and they're naming names. And it's very obvious at this point, Turkey is convinced this was another U.S. attempt at a coup d'etat. And again, if you look at the history of the United States of America from the end of World War II to the present, this is how the U.S. dominates the world. They bring governments down from inside and install obedient puppet regimes. Iran in 1953, Chile in 1973. I don't think we can call Ukraine a success just yet, but that's what the U.S. does. As long as a puppet ruler is an obedient servant of the United States, they will be supported. As soon as they try and go their own way, they are destroyed. Whether it was Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, and now Erdogan. And it's a serious, serious situation. Okay, now let's get on to the world of computers, because apparently this latest cyber weapon, Sauron, is causing a great deal of problem. There are now two top computer security firms who are working on the case here, Kaspersky Labs and Symantec. And they're saying this is a very, very sophisticated piece of espionage malware. And they're saying it steals documents, it records keystrokes, it steals encryption keys from attached USB sticks. They're now realizing this malware has been out there for 5 years. And according to Kaspersky, the amount of work required to develop this, it was millions of dollars involved. This is something created by a nation state. And it's not Russia, because most of these Sauron infections have been discovered inside Russia. And again, going on back, there's another movie. It's a documentary, Zero Day. It's on pay-per-view cable right now, and it's the story of Stuxnet and where that came from and what it was used for. We're on the beginning of a cyber war. Actually, I'm on the front lines right now because the Tantrum Squad is still attacking my server. But they've taken the internet and our computers and turned them into a battleground for their purposes. Now, we've been talking about Windows 10, and a lot of people are very upset about it. Apparently, if you have Windows 10 and you're running the Avast antivirus and you upgrade to the anniversary edition of Windows 10, your machine will crash. And Microsoft is acknowledging there are a lot of complaints about what's going on, and they don't seem to be able to say much of anything other than try reinstalling it, and hey, doesn't the new logo look great? Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployed.
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show here. And before we take this next phone call, story just now breaking on governmentslaves.info, talking about an interview that Julian Assange gave on Dutch television program Nieuwsuur. And this is what he said. Whistleblowers often take very significant efforts to bring us material and often at very significant risks. There's a 27-year-old who works for the DNC and who was shot in the back, murdered just a few weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the streets in Washington. This would seem to confirm that Seth Rich was the source of the DNC email leaks and not Russia. And he was killed for being the leak. All right, let's take a phone call here. Ten Bears, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha to you, Michael. It's 16 years and counting now I've been following your publications on the Internet. And I whittled you down from about five or six sources right after 9/11 in an effort to find the least biased and bigoted type of news that I could find. You know, people who were always blaming the Democrats or Israel or the Jews or something like that. You seem to come out of the wash better than the rest, head and shoulders. So I want to appreciate and congratulate you for that. Two, I've been a Ron Paul voter, even writing him in since 1988. And I have been dying for your opinion on the following question, as parallel to all of this as it is, maybe somewhat unrelated. But I've had a dialogue with a lot of people. I'm ex-Army, Fleet Infantry, and when I got out, I made some associations with people who were in movements of different types, and they consistently seemed to think that the Second Amendment was extremely important and that having their guns would be the equalizing factor between them and the government if it ever come to martial law and things like this, things you've talked about extensively on your show and written about. And my question for you is, when I talk to these people who think, well, you know, we're going to have our guns, and my experience in the infantry was, there's nothing that you're going to do with what we are allowed to have against an Apache gunship. If they really want you to move, they're going to make you move. And it reminds me of something that George Carlin once said, which is, you know, I'm cynical about where things are going. I don't think anything can be done about it. If you ask me, you know, it's a nice thought that we could elect this person or that that person could change it, but the pile is too deep. I just think the pile is too deep. And that's what I'm wondering. If we win this effort against the system as it is, what does it look like? I mean, that's really, if you could distill it down to a paragraph, what does winning in this cause that we kind of share, to call the government out on what they're doing, to try and get equal footing that we started with before the Federal Reserve, before the government became a crony corporate entity, what does winning look like now? And I would appreciate the answer to that from you.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, can you hang on to the phone for a minute for station identification, and I'll come back with my answer. We'll be right back.
Have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.